Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's live. Okay, cool.
Hello. We're recording. We're live. Hello.
This is a weird one.
This is a weird one where I don't know if we're going to put this on YouTube, but and I don't have the juicy bits bit.
Well, we'll just have to go without. This is
a cappella.
You can do it if you want.
You're gonna have to do it with me.
Canadian politics is boring. Juicy bits.
Ready?
Well, I'm driving in convoy. My wife is with the three boys, and then I'm in my car with my daughter, who's pretending to sleep.
Welcome, everyone, to Canadian Politics is Boring. This is our Juicy Bits, which is basically something that happened today or yesterday, or just like topical, recent sort of stuff. Reese has been evacuated from his home in Nova Scotia because of the raging forest fires, and he's okay. His family's all right. He's on the road right now, and he wanted to do a Juicy Bits. I'm assuming it had something to do with the forest fires that have kicked him out of his house. Maybe not. Maybe it has something completely different. I don't know. We'll find out. Reese, how you doing?
I thought we were going to talk about the Alberta election, but it doesn't matter. I'm joking. it was really weird. So we evacuated Sunday night, and then since then we've been just hotel hopping, and they're currently driving 2 hours out of the city to stay near Liverpool in a friend's cottage.
That's very kind of your friend, and very lucky for you that you have a cottage.
I might not be allowed home for like a week.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. So because the wildfire is still out of control. And it had a quiet day yesterday because there wasn't much wind. And now today, the wind is picking up today and tomorrow, so it could get... And there's no rain until the weekend, so...
I heard that there might be rain this Friday, which may or may not help at all.
Well, it will help because it's water. As long as it's not, like, liquid petroleum rain, we should be fine. we're just driving down the highway now, and everything is super smoky and hazy as well.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, you can kind of smell it as well. Everything smells a bit burnt.
Just like you're cooking. Ba-dum-dum.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was bad.
Well, Hannah was pretending to sleep, but now she just giggled. So
Hannah's your daughter that's pretending to sleep in the car. Okay. Yeah. That's so what do you want to Sorry? Hello? Are we losing Reese? Hello? Reese, stay with us. Don't go. So yeah. That's a forest fire update here in Nova Scotia, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Tent Talon is on fire, and someplace in the southern part. Oh, and he's gone. Someplace in the southern part of Nova Scotia is also on fire. I wish I had the name. I did not remember it. I'm sorry. And people are being evacuated from their homes, and they're being put up in hotels. And the government says that they'll give everybody $500 at some point. That's a rumor. Who knows if that's true? Is Reese back? Hello, Reese.
Hello?
Are you back? I was just updating our audience on.
I'm back.
For now. I was just updating everyone. What's on fire currently in Nova Scotia? Reese, why don't you tell our audience about that?
Well, there's a big fire in the down near Yarmouth, near Shelburne. And then there's another one. Up by Halifax, and so 17,000 people have been evacuated, and wow. 200 buildings have been damaged.
Oh my God!
And a lot of neighbors have been posting before and after photos of before nice suburban family home, after pile of smoldering rubble. It's really sad.
Aww. Has anybody been hurt?
No. Amazingly, no one's died or been injured.
Well, that's great. That's at least some good news.
Which is good.
Take from this.
Some people did lose some pets.
I realize this isn't political. This is not political in nature for a show that does about has politics in its name. That's all right.
Yeah.
It's breaking news.
I think this is breaking news.
You're breaking up again.
Interview. Hello. Hello.
Yes. That's how tech works, Reese. When the signal's getting low, you have to yell louder.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. I wanted to tell you the story of when we were evacuated.
All right. Please.
So we were
Nope. You're breaking up again, Reese. You're breaking up. You're gone. Nope. You're done. I'm going to give him another 30 seconds to see if he recognizes that he's been kicked off. Oh, here he is. He's back. Here we go. Reese, we didn't hear any of that. None of it.
I'm back.
We didn't hear a single bit of that story. You were gone the moment you started telling it. Why don't you wait until you get to the... Hold on.
I got something funny to tell you.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you for now.
Yeah. Hannah asked who you were, and I said it was Jesse, and she said he's not that funny.
Oh, thanks, Hannah. That's nice. This is why I do this podcast. It's good for my ego.
Jesse Harley, famously unpopular with 14-year-old girls.
That's going to be... That's a weird thing to say, man.
All I was saying was we evacuated, and it was like a Hollywood movie, because as we were driving out of the neighborhood, all of the other cars that were getting loaded, everyone was rushing out of their houses packing. It was really surreal.
Oh, wow. Like straight from like Independence Day or something.
So literally every house we drove past, there were like the garage doors were open, the car boots were open, like the trunks. Everyone was like stuffing clothes and suitcases in and pets, and it was really weird.
Wow. Oh, like right out of a movie, like out of a Michael Bay film or something. Like the trend.
Yeah, it was like the zombie apocalypse was about to happen, or the meteor was on its way.
Okay, that's much better than a Michael Bay film.
My wife was able to get back to the house today just to pick up a few things. Okay. We're not allowed to go back there to stay. You're just allowed to pop there and pick stuff up. And she said it was really weird. It was like it'd been abandoned. They were like lawnmowers, half cutting lawns and stuff that had just been left.
If you were a real asshole, this would be the perfect time to go rob somebody.
Well, that's what I was worried about. I was worried about getting looted.
Right? Yeah.
And if you are, do not come to my neighborhood right now.
Where do you live? What's your address?
So I'm not going to give you my address.
Do not rob list. Yeah.
Yeah, just do not rob this address and the surrounding homes.
They say you're not allowed staying in your house. I mean, that's just common sense and you know, it's good advice, but like, are they going to arrest you if you go? It was like, fuck this. I'm not leaving. Like what can they do?
Well, the thing is that you don't want to risk, you're going to risk the lives of rescuers who have to come in and get you.
No. Again, I'm saying like, it's good advice and you should absolutely follow that advice. But when they say you're not allowed,
I think you can get fined and everything like that. I think you are supposed, is it a mandatory evacuation order, it's called. Wow. So I don't know the legal stuff about it, but it sounds serious. I imagine we'd probably get in trouble, like a fine, or maybe it's prison time, or they just tell us we're back.
Prison time. Prison time.
I don't
time.
Know. Well, at least we'd have somewhere to stay.
You're actually quite lucky in that you and your family, your large family, gets to stay in a cabin, like I'm assuming a fully functioning cabin, where a lot of people are being displaced and like the hotels are filling up right now and maybe they've already filled up and people are having a really difficult time finding places to stay, which really sucks.
Well, there was an amazing charity or foundation that put on a pizza party last night for everyone. And they were like snacks for the kids. And there's a lot of dogs in the hotel because everyone's left with their pets.
They had
milk bones for like people's dogs to treat as well. So, well, the dogs need a treat as well. So, Rosie's with us as well. We didn't leave it.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I know you're getting a little tired of having Rosie as a pet. So it makes sense to just kind of leave her behind in the forest fires.
Yeah. Although somebody posted a picture of Hannah's school, and there were horses grazing because people just let their horses go so they could escape.
Oh wow! Yeah, I suppose you couldn't pack your horse in your car with you.
Exactly, there were no horses in the hotel.
There's places called comfort zones all throughout Nova Scotia. I don't know what that means. But it's a place you can go to have fresh, clean air, like, they say.
Oh, you could have a shower, and there's always food. There's like food and coffee that you can have yourself to.
But they also said fresh, clean air. Like, how are they, if it's not fresh, clean air outside, how are they going to have fresh, clean air inside?
Like a filtration system, like a HVAC.
I suppose that makes sense. All right. I guess it's okay.
Yeah, you can clean air. It's not, you know, I know you can't do it with the sponge, but there are other methods.
But then
I woke up in a weird frame of mind. I did an interview on Sirius XM this morning, and then I was supposed to do CBC's like as a TV interview last night, and I was just too tired. I had to pull out. We were exhausted.
I know you told me. You told CBC to go fuck themselves because you're too tired.
Well, I was tired, and also the kids were exhausted, and they're having meltdowns. So it was just like it was going to be one of those viral news interview moments where like something crazy happens in the background while someone's on Zoom.
I mean, that would have been funny. Come on,
it would have been, but I wasn't in the mood. I didn't have the patience.
No, that's fair. I get that.
Yeah. But then also finding out the results of the Alberta election, but. The good news is our friend Jordan did get third place, like he hoped.
He did or didn't?
He did.
Sorry, what? I thought he didn't get any seats.
Yeah, so Jordan. No, but he was still the third out of terms of percentage of vote. The top of the deck.
So you're breaking up. Say again.
So the third largest part.
You're breaking up. I'm just picturing Reese like on the highway, barreling away from like fireballs that are raging behind him, and he's like, you know, just pedal to the metal with his family in tow, and decides to podcast on his way, and that's why the reception is so bad.
I'm back.
You're back, which is weird because your old one's still there.
Right, hello.
That's weird. Hi.
Yeah. That's weird. That's why my ghost. The weird. the weird thing is that, you know, driving and recording a podcast while in rural Nova Scotia is surprising.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
They are.
So, yeah, it sounds like hello. It, honestly. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm debating whether or not publishing this, because this is ridiculous. It's also hilarious. And he's gone. Okay. So, yeah, that's it. That's our show. Wildfires are ravaging everything. This is an unprecedented Juicy Bits. I'm sorry for everything. If you find this annoying, then I'm sorry. If you find this hilarious, as I do, then you're welcome. So, I literally have to wait for Reese to come back in so that we can upload what we've accomplished so far. So... it's just me. It's just me talking about a wildfire, which I know very little about. Yeah. Really sorry, dear listener. It's 20 minutes of pure nonsense as I was just, okay, that's it. That's it. We're done. We're done. I'm calling it. Goodbye, everybody. This is Jesse, maybe Reese, from Canadian Politics is Boring. Update on the wildfires that is ravaging our homes.
Hello!
Canadian Politics is Boring. Juicy Bits.
Canadian Politics is Boring. Juicy Bits.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.